testimony that it's done every year. It's just customary, but no, they're not specifics. Other than there may be something in one of the years, I can't remember, but there's nothing to give you a picture of all the years. In fact, if you look at, I think it's Exhibit 20, and I think it's page 6, where we outlined the average. One of the years shows a net income of $209,000. One of the years shows a net income of $9,000. So, I mean, it's all over the board. But I think that's customary in the farm cases, and especially from 2013 when commodity prices were so ungodly high and everyone was experiencing great profits to 2015, which I think was the last year in the calculation, where it was just the opposite.
So anyway, the evidence that there was additional expenses prepaid in 2015, more so than in prior years?
I don't think it was shown that it's more so than in prior years. I think it's just been done every year, customarily.
It's not as $100,000 more.
It may have been $100,000 for 2015, but I don't think it was $100,000 more than previous years. Judge Johnson determines the income to be roughly $6,800 a month for this gentleman. And if we look at child support guidelines, I think the section is 4213, we have to determine what the income is after child support before we get to alimony. So if we start at $6,800 a month for the monthly income, we then deduct off the taxes that were calculated of around $1,600 a month. We take the health insurance, $700 a month. We take child support of $876 a month. We leave this gentleman with about $3,600. And guess what?
Can the court take into consideration other assets?
Your Honor, I guess, and maybe I'm wrong, but I mean, is the value of your assets, I didn't know that that would be relevant to the issue of child support. It would base
not
on income.
Not in regard to child support.
I'm sorry. Alimony. It's the income derived from the assets, I believe, that is most relevant here. And especially, this gentleman also has his children 50% of the time. And he's got to pay 70% of the direct expenses. He's got to pay 70% of the uncovered health care expense. And he's got a $265,000 property settlement judgment to pay. And he's left with, after you take off all of these expenses, about $1,100 a month. After $2,500 a month for 120 months alimony, he's right at the federal poverty level.
What does the record tell us about the wife's health and earning capacity?
Currently, she's earning $30,000 a year. She suffers from rheumatoid arthritis. She is on expensive medication, much of which is covered by the health insurance that she has through her employment, but there is cost to that. She's never missed a day of work in her life. The rheumatoid arthritis has never affected her ability to work. That much she acknowledges on the stand. So, and that's obviously one of the circumstances of the parties that needs to be considered. And that's why we made it very clear we did not dispute the fact this was an alimony case. We believe, frankly, it very much is an alimony case. It's just not $2,500 a month for 120 months. And that's...
I'm sorry.
No, please do it.
You described your client as being right at the poverty level after he paid alimony and the other obligations.
Right.
Doesn't the record indicate that the farmland that he has is valued at least $2.5 million? Isn't it a little bit disingenuous to say that someone's at the poverty level when they own $2.5 million worth of income producing farmland?
Disingenuous? I didn't mean to be. I guess what I'm trying to say is that the government has set $1,000 a month or somewhere there as the federal poverty level. And so when I'm speaking of his income, that's what I was referring to. I understand that he has assets, and I think they were acknowledged to be non-marital assets, but they're assets nonetheless. Assets that are income producing, and that income is included in the calculation.
What does that case law say about whether or not judges can take those They're not useless at all. I mean, it generates rental on an annual basis. That's factored into the 2015 earnings, and that is calculated here. So, I mean, it's not, it has not been ignored.
Does the record show what they are on the auction?
Yes. There's an exhibit. There's an exhibit with Mr. Wheels' monthly expenses on there, and it has expenses. It has the indebtedness that he has taken over on that as well. I'm sorry, I don't have that in front of me.
Wasn't there some evidence that he sold off or was selling off some of
the? What he said was, I'm planning to sell. That's all that amounted to. And I mean, I don't think the law is that if you've got an asset worth a significant amount of money, that alimony is based on whether or not you're going to sell it. I think it's what is your earning capacity? Do you have available? What have you had over the last 3 years?
What does the record help us with that? I mean, what does the record show that the value of the property is it has in its earning capacity? Not his own labor, but the value of that property in terms of that. What does the record show us?
Well, the record shows you the 2015 tax return, which has a Schedule E, which has the inherited property on there, and shows the cash rent that's derived from that property.
What about the income during the year?
That is the income from the property. It's the cash rent from the farm.
No, the crop?
It's cash rent. He owns the farm, and he rents it.
Was there any livestock? There was evidence from the record that there was some sort of livestock operation. What do we know about
it? There was some livestock that was inherited, and that was sold, and that's also recorded on the tax returns. So I think it's all there.
Is there a balance sheet that shows the value of these assets?
There is not. We actually came to an agreement on the property settlement, so there's not a balance sheet.
Other than the tax return, what would the trial judge have looked at to determine the earning capacity of that property when he was seeing the many values or information?
The only thing that will do the judge would be a tax return. That shows the earnings each year, 2013, 14, 15.
So what do we have on the farm basis?
2014, the first year of earnings would be 2015.
So 1 year?
Yes. I'm not sure what the trial court took into consideration, but I guess that's certainly a possibility. I'm not sure how that should be relevant.
Would that be inappropriate to consider?
I think so. I think you've got to judge it on the evidence that's in front of you, and the evidence that's in front of you shows, I believe, you can't pay.